morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us. Looking at the lifting of the ban, why is it being lifted now of all times? Why is it only being lifted now?
Well, it's part of a general move by the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to open up the Saudi society and the Saudi economy. And there have been other moves related to women. For example, they're now allowed to go to sporting events, which they were previously forbidden from doing. And there has been some adjustments to the guardianship arrangements, which you just referred to, although they still apply, but they have been liberalised to some extent. And there have been other moves to open up Saudi Arabia, like allowing cinemas to reopen. So it's part of this drive by the Crown Prince to show that Saudi Arabia is changing.
Why would the Crown Prince want to make sure that Saudi Arabia is seen as changing? I mean, the first thing that kind of springs to mind is we're seeing quite a lot of economic shifts around the country, and Saudi Arabia might be wanting to seem a little bit more appealing to Westerners and to Western economies.
Well, certainly there's a perception that Saudi Arabia needs to open up its economy. And allowing more women to work is part of that. I'm not sure that appealing to the West is something that particularly concerns the Saudi royal family. Otherwise, they wouldn't have arrested these leaders of the anti-discrimination movement among women, which you've just referred to. But it's partly publicity. But also partly due to this perception that Saudi Arabia needs to free up its society and its economy.
Those women you just mentioned there, the activist women you've mentioned, why is it they've been apprehended? Do we actually understand what sort of charges they're facing?
Potentially quite serious charges. I don't think they've been explicitly charged yet, but they've been put into a court system which deals with terrorism and other such crimes. So potentially they could be charged with quite serious offences. The reason seems to be that the Crown Prince didn't want them to be taking the credit for this move, particularly on allowing them to drive. In fact, they were warned, apparently, last year, at the time this decision was made, that they shouldn't claim responsibility for it. So the Crown Prince wants to make sure that any changes in Saudi Arabia come from the top down, and that he doesn't encourage a perception that if people protest, then the government may react.
Because some of the actions these activists have been undertaking in Saudi Arabia have been incredibly brave, so it seems a little bit rough. I mean, obviously, they have been pushing for these kinds of changes for years and years now, and now they can't be credited and, in fact, are facing some rather serious charges, as you say, or the possibility of some rather serious charges.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, it sort of defines unfairness. But it qualifies these moves that the Crown Prince is making to free up Saudi society and the economy, because, as I say, the royal family want to make sure that they remain tightly in control, and that any changes are dictated by them and are not in reaction to pressure from various groups in the community.
So looking at, the drive to, open up the economy and sort of solve some of these issues that they've been dealing with, what is the royal family's likely next move to improve some of the chances?
The further moves would be in the economy, because the Saudis realise that they can't rely on oil forever. Their oil reserves aren't inexhaustible. The exact extent of the reserves is a state secret. But it's acknowledged that they need to diversify their economy. And freeing up the role of women is part of this, because obviously keeping half of your population out of the workforce is not a good way of opening up your economy. So further moves towards opening up the economy are quite likely. I think it's unlikely that we'll see many new moves in relation to opening up society.
Well, Kevin, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us. Obviously a situation to keep our eyes on. Really appreciate your time.